Well, a very good evening to you all and welcome to Out the Box podcast. I'm Sam Dowling. I'm sat al fresco on the top deck of the Marcus Trescothick Pavilion. I'm looking over at the Quantocks are looking absolutely beautiful. I'm sat on a little stool. I've got next to me Ben Warren, Harry Everett, Todd Lindley on the last home game. He'll be working for Somerset County Cricket Club. And we're going to reflect on what was a pretty intense day's cricket here at the Cooper Associates County Ground. The match result was ultimately a draw. I'll start with you, Ben. Somerset, they gave absolutely everything. They kept going until the very end. They just couldn't take those last couple of wickets.
Yeah. I think it's obviously a disappointing result. Somerset came into this game wanting to win, and they did pretty much everything they could. Weather has prevented a number of overs being bowled throughout the course of this match. But today they were so wholehearted, put the ball in pretty good areas, and it took a really good rearguard action from Northants to see them home.
Yeah, let's talk about that action. Harry, you and I were just down there when we eventually identified Sam Whiteman. We had a little chat.
Bloke with the Birkenstocks from Perth.
130 unbeaten for him, wasn't it? No. Yeah, 130 or 269 balls, 405 minutes. I mean, that was one hell of an effort.
Yeah, superb. And he didn't really offer a chance. There's no OBW appeal this morning with Craig Overton. There were those sort of pokey late cuts right at the end of the day, but by then the lead was over 140 and it was too little too late really. But he was stoic, he was solid, and Tom Taylor's worth a shout out. I think he's got six first class 50s now. He got runs here before last year, and I think he's an underrated number nine. There's so many players in that Northants lineup who do a good job and hang in there. Ben Sanson's a genuine tail ender, so to not leave him too much work to do, Tom Taylor's partnership was massive.
Yeah, and I do wonder if actually Somerset missed a little trick there. When Taylor was out there with Sam Whiteman, they were obsessed with getting Whiteman off strike and bowling at Taylor. And actually, if you're not getting Taylor out, and he didn't look like getting out, he was going to score quickly. Todd, you're a man who enjoys a little bit of excitement. You're always vociferous in our ears when we're on the live stream. But we had a few moments today where actually it was deserved. A few brilliant catches. Northants were 210 for four and suddenly 219 for seven, and you just thought, oh, Somerset are going to give me a victory to sign off with.
Yeah, I was really hoping for it, to be honest. Obviously that first catch from James Roos started all off down leg side. Well, actually, to be fair, it was the Lewis Gregory one a couple of overs before, off Casey Aldridge, whacked it off his hips and caught leg gully by Gregory. It started it off, and then Gregory doing what Gregory does best, getting his knees pumping, Stuart Broad-esque sort of vibe, and first take from James Roos, brilliant down leg side. Suck that hand out. I mean, we made it look on the stream like it's a regulation keeper catch with our little slow-mos and everything, but it was unbelievable. But the TKC one, I mean, obviously scoring a ton on literally yesterday and then coming out today with an unbelievable catch. What made it better was obviously Craig Overton came inside and he still took it a couple of inches off the ground, which is unbelievable, which really did change the game. I thought at that point, I said, you know what, we're going to sign out for a win. But it wasn't meant to be, especially straight after tea. For me, one of the key moments was that drop catch straight after tea, which kind of may have shaped, for me personally, would have changed momentum going into that last, taking that first wicket straight off. It may have changed changed the way of the game, but like I said, it went straight to a draw. So,
yeah, we're on the Out the Box podcast, so we'll move slightly away from the cricket, Ben, and this is the first day actually almost of the season it's felt really nice in the sunshine the last couple of hours. But from your perspective, let's take people behind the scenes, really successful 4 days because we've had ex-players in, we've had Vic on the stream, we've had Triggs on the screen, we've had Sophie Luff. It's been absolutely fantastic.
I think we're getting there. I think it's been well documented that we've changed a lot of things with the stream and the broadcast this year to take us to the next level. We had to sort of almost take it all apart and build it from scratch, and a lack of pre-season has meant that we were sort of chasing our tails a bit for certainly those first two games, and we've had some issues with networks and things like that we've had to sort out. So yeah, it's been a tricky sort of intro into the season from a broadcast point of view, but this game's felt far more up to our usual standards, and hopefully people are appreciating the kind of different angles that we've got, the slow motion elements that we can add into it, and what we have done is built from the ground up now, so that every addition we make will go straight in and add to the broadcast experience.
Yeah, and one such addition has been the recent introduction of these Vertu Motors earpieces. I've seen a lot of smiling faces around the ground listening to them. Harry, I know you're always listening when you're off comms, but there's been plenty of people that have stopped us and said how what wonderful it is to be able to hear, particularly Vic and Treegs and Soph talk. They don't want to listen to us, but isn't it a lovely addition?
Yeah, I've had some lovely comments, texts, Facebooks, tweets, YouTube comments. People come around the ground stopping us. It's been brilliant to have that love. I think it's my most favourite. The new addition to the stream, you know, these guys work so hard with bringing extra little bits in and extra features, but I think it's brilliant that people can then interact with us. It makes it more of an inclusive sort of family community club. It's brilliant.
Yeah, fantastic. And Todd, we're losing your services. Go on. You've been here, what, a year now? It's been really enjoyable having you around.
It's just been a year, but I actually really started to go. It's been a really amazing experience working here, like doing things I've never thought I would. The directing of the live stream being one of those. I mean, I get to annoy people for a living in their ears. I mean, it's quite amazing. Direct the live streaming and kind of like showcase the fun we have. I mean, we have a load of fun in the comm box and in the studio. So it's been a really fun experience, and obviously getting to know, going with this journey with the players. It's been one hell of a journey so far in one season. And I've always been a Somerset fan. That's what brought me to the club in the first place. Was I've been coming here since I was a member, since I was like 10, maybe younger. I remember my first was finals day in 2010 when we lost on a controversial run out with a runner. But moving on to West Ham in the Premier League, which would be a different experience. And I'm really looking forward to it. But I'll always be somewhere near Somerset in a sort of way.
Well, one tip for you, Todd, right? So if this is a little insight for you all. Todd's often in our ears when he's directing, and he can be quite funny, actually, in fairness to him. Some of the stuff is quite funny, but he has a real habit of making Darth Vader noises in our ear. Now, if you're ever sat in a press conference next to David Moyes, I would not pull out those Darth Vader noises. Todd, but we do wish you...
It would be funny, though. Imagine he's like, Todd, yo.
We wish you the very best of luck. Well, we'll round up quickly by going back to cricket and looking ahead to the future. Thursday, we're up at the Emirates Old Trafford. Cameron Bancroft won't be available. Matt Henry, we think, is going to be available. Obviously not quite a like-for-like replacement. Henry, very much a world-class bowler. There's a batting spot opening up, Ben. There's people in the twos knocking down that door. Bartlett, Goldsworthy, even Ameed, Ben Green, Steve Davis. I'm sure I've missed other people out. Where do you see Somerset going? Tom Banton?
I mean, first and foremost, these next two away games are absolutely huge now, aren't they? You know, this Somerset will find themselves not at the pretty end of the table after all the results have come in this evening, I'm sure. But and that's been the slightly frustrating thing of the season so far. The twos have played really, really well. There's lots of players in the twos scoring hundreds, putting themselves up for selection. And I overheard Greg Kennis, the second 11 coach, said that the whole top six of the twos invariably are challenging why they shouldn't be in the first team. So, yeah, decisions to be made ahead of that Lancs game. George Bartlett will probably be, for my money, ahead of the pecking order to come in. But we should have to wait and see what the surface is up there like. But just two huge games. They really can't afford to lose these two before coming back home.
Might they think up at Old Trafford, Harry, about playing two spinners? And does that bring Goldsworthy into the equation?
I know Old Trafford spins. I love Lewis Goldsworthy. And I think that would be... I put my fancy team, we talked about this before. I thought he was going to play the first game ahead of George Bartlett. And I still think he's there as a good option. That Lewis Goldsworthy can bowl those overs of spin, but it's two left-armers that bowl sort of similar sort of angles. I think Matt Henry is massive. I've just put the New Zealand-Pakistan game on. We need to see how he's getting on, because he's been bowling well at some former Somerset players in Babar Azam and Imam Ul Haq. But I think it would be nice to see Lewis Goldsworthy, but there's so many options. It's going to be a really hard decision to go between Green, Bartlett, Goldsworthy, Ameed, Davies. There's so many options. You say the whole top six really could come into it.
Yeah, they absolutely could. Todd, final word for you. Will Somerset win a trophy this season? And if so, which one will it be?
Oh, that's a very tough one. I mean, I would love them to see win the championship. I mean, it's still lots. I might be quoting Andy Hurry here, saying there's lots of cricket to be played, and it is quite tight at the moment. I would love them to see it win the championship. But looking to that T20 side, obviously, looking at it, we've got TKC coming in, Will Smead, Tom Banton, Tom Abel's proven that he can play white ball cricket as well as that he can play red ball cricket. You've got Tom Lamonby. It's such an exciting team. As well as now with Peter Siddle, who's been BBL leading wicket taker for many years, as well as Matt Henry, who's clearly showing up Barbara Azam right now. Former Somerset fans about that, but the team's very exciting this year, and there's a lot of depth. Like Ben Green's been, I saw him out bowling today with the white ball, hitting his like Yorkers outside off stump, and I'm really, really excited to be there at Edgbaston when we win the championship, win the good old T20 Vitality Blast.
I like that answer from you, Todd. Harry Everett, another insight for you. He's never without, he's always got a second screen on. He's finished his cricket for the day, he's finished his write-up, he's doing a podcast, and he's watching international cricket. Exactly, Matt Henry watch. Right, well, the T20 Blast, as Todd's mentioned it, it starts very soon. 24th of May is the first home game against Hampshire. That one's on Sky. I've talked about it. We want to get James, Vince early. You want to get your tickets early because they are going to sell out very soon. And then on the Sunday, another bank holiday. I am loving all these bank holidays in May. Somerset have a doubleheader. Western Storm are playing first, and then Somerset take on Glamorgan in the evening. So get your tickets, log on to the Somerset website. Thank you very much for listening. We're sorry we couldn't quite get the result for you. We promised you 24 hours ago we would be talking about a Somerset win. I failed you. It's solely on my shoulders. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your bank holiday weekends.
You're moving around shouting yours more than me. What am I doing wrong? Todd's like, doing a little dance.
You're leaving it down here. That's the whole point of leaving it here.
And then you start one time, you went, right.
What's that?
I'm going to type up these quotes.
What's that?